Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 29th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cat Day. This whiskered holiday celebrates feline friends, raises awareness for adoption, and began as a grassroots effort to help shelters with fun events, social media sharing, and volunteer opportunities. Grab a perfect companion, pamper your cat with a treat, and join the playful festivities to celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 2 feet. Conditions stay fair through the morning, but expect a shift to choppy by early afternoon as the wind picks up to onshore at 7 miles per hour. Waves remain around 1 to 2 feet for most of the day, with a slight increase back to 2 feet by mid-afternoon. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 4-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 3.5 feet at 6:45 a.m., followed by a 3.5-foot low tide at 9:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, ideal for beginners. Friday sees a steady swell building to 3 to 5 feet, remaining clean early but transitioning to fair conditions later. Saturday maintains similar size but becomes choppy in the afternoon, making Sunday the standout day with consistent 3 to 4 foot waves and improved conditions. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 66 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 83 and a light west-northwest breeze blowing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 62 and a gentle north wind at about 10 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 78 and a west-southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible overnight and each morning through Sunday, with mostly cloudy nights in the upper 50s to around 60 and daytime highs around 70 to 73. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, nearly 30 protesters who blocked the 110 freeway to highlight the humanitarian crisis in Gaza have agreed to perform 20 hours of community service. A judge has placed them in a 12-month diversion program, allowing charges to be dismissed if they complete the service and obey the law by October 2026. Colleen Flynn, the protesters' attorney, praised her clients for their moral decision to engage in civil disobedience. Deputy City Attorney Brad Rothenberg argued that the freeway closure affected thousands of commuters in the second-largest city in the United States. The legal battle has highlighted disparities in treatment between these protesters and others who disrupted traffic for different political reasons. Now on to sports. Damon Jones, a former NBA player and assistant coach, has found himself at the center of a significant betting scandal. He is accused of leaking inside information to sports bettors using his friendship with LeBron James. Jones was arrested last week as part of a federal investigation into an illegal gambling ring linked to organized crime. Prosecutors allege he sold information before at least two Lakers games, including a tip regarding James' injury status. Now, Jones faces serious legal issues, having been advised by prosecutors to refrain from gambling due to his very serious gambling problem. Now on to the World Series. This one didn't go to 18 innings, but it was still a good one. The Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 and tie up the series at 2 apiece. They remain in Los Angeles for Game 5 tonight, with Yespage facing Blake Snell at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, the Rams bolstered their secondary on Monday, acquiring cornerback Roger McCreary from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for a fifth-round draft pick. And star receiver Puka Nacua is expected to return for Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints, while receiver Tutu Atwell will spend at least 4 games on injured reserve. Coach Sean McVay announced these moves as the Rams return from an off week. McCreary, a 25-year-old, has 3 career interceptions and is expected to provide depth to a cornerback group affected by injuries. McVay anticipates Nacua will practice this week and play against the Saints. In top news, food stamp funding is set to run out in a matter of days amid the country's second-longest government shutdown, leaving struggling Americans without financial assistance during a period of higher grocery prices. The United States Department of Agriculture, which operates the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as SNAP, stated that, at this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. SNAP participants receive an average of about $187 per month. Public policy professor Luke Schaefer warned that many may face tough choices, saying, am I going to pay my rent, or am I going to eat this month? Contingency funding remains available, but the agency claims it cannot use that money for regular benefits. In business news, Sora has lost its App Store crown to Dave's Hot Chicken. This popular app has taken the top spot, ending Sora's impressive weeks-long reign. Since its launch on September 30th, Sora dominated the charts due to its user-friendly AI video generation. However, on Friday, it was dethroned by Dave's Hot Chicken, which is running a promotion for free sliders to celebrate Drake's birthday. This promotion resulted in 343,531 new accounts in a single day. Dace is not alone in leveraging free offerings. Many quick service chains have succeeded similarly. As digital sales rise, maintaining direct customer relationships becomes increasingly vital. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $113,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $4,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.62. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scammers are targeting Americans in a clever new debit card scheme. While many believe credit cards are the most targeted payment method, it is actually debit cards that fraudsters pursue the most. A recent Federal Reserve survey indicates a rise in such cases. One bizarre scheme involves victims being told to destroy their debit cards while leaving the chip intact. Scammers then collect these cards, using social engineering to obtain PIN numbers and access bank accounts. Consumers are at greater risk of loss with debit cards, as funds are withdrawn immediately upon unauthorized access. To protect yourself, monitor your accounts regularly and avoid sharing sensitive information. And in entertainment news, some people are good at making hit television and streaming shows. Taylor Sheridan is really good at it, as he is the creator of Yellowstone, Landman, and more. That is why it is surprising that he is leaving Paramount, which was counting on him to create more hits for Comcast. Sheridan is arguably the most powerful creator in television and streaming today, generating a reported $2.9 billion in revenue from Yellowstone alone. It is a puzzling decision, especially for Paramount's new owner, David Ellison, who knows the value of a single megastar. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and author, T.S. Eliot. And he said, "The journey, not the arrival, matters as we celebrate the companionship and joy our feline friends bring into our lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.